The Cats in the Hood by Leviticus. Our master was gone, us forbidden to play, so we knelt on our knees on that cold, cold, wet day. I knelt there with Sally, we knelt there we two, and oh, how I wish there was something to do. Too chained to move much and too gagged to make noise, so we knelt in the house, our master's good toys. All we could do was to wait, 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 and hope that our master would not be too late. And then something went bump. How that bump made us jump! We looked and we saw him, the Cat in the Hood, and he stared at us keenly as most masters would. And he said to us, "Why do you kneel there like that? I know you are gagged and chained by the tummy, but we could have lots of good fun that is funny. I know some good games we could play," said the Cat. "I know some new tricks," said the Black Hooded Cat. "A lot of good tricks. I will show them to you. Your master will not mind at all if I do." But Sally and I were not able to say that our master was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, "No, no, Cat, you must go away, for Sally and Amy aren't permitted to play. You should not be here. You should not be about. You should not be here when their master is out." "Now, now, have no fear," said the Cat in the Hood. "My tricks are not bad. In fact, they're quite good. But first we should get them up from their knees." And he pulled from the air a large ring full of keys. "Have no fear," said the Cat. "I will not let you fall, as I string you up high while you stand on a ball, with one leg tied high, exposing your twat. But that is not all I can do," said the Cat. In a moment poor Sally was strung up as he said, and the Cat he approached me, a tilt to his head. Look at me now," said the Cat, and he gave my bound head a delicate pat. "With a rope web or two, and a clit chain perhaps, you might look nice on your knees doing laps, or perhaps in that chair. Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll tie you up tight, and your little friend too." In a flash I was bound in a tight web of rope. Of freeing myself I held out no hope. The Cat in the Hood pulled the knots tight with glee, and couldn't resist playing with Sally and me. He tortured us madly by licking our clits. That rough old cat tongue he used on our slits. Soon we became coming, and coming some more. Our cum juice was dripping all over the floor. Our fish, he kept saying from his watery spot. He said, "Do I like this? Oh no, I do not. This is not a good game. They are not meant to play. For them to both come was not sanctioned today." "Now look what you did," said the fish to the Cat. "Now look at the floor. Look at Sally's wide twat. Her cum, it did fall on the floor like the rain. I'm afraid that clean floor will not be the same. And Amy, she cries, for she can't get away from your tongue. She knows she was told not to play. You should not be here when their master is not. You get out of this house," said the fish from his spot. "But I have to be here, for that is my role," said the Cat in the Hood to the fish in the bowl. "I will not go away. I do not wish to go." "And so," said the Cat in the Hood, so, I will show you another good game that I know." And then he ran out, and then, fast as a fox, the Cat in the Hood came back in with a box. A big red wood box. It was shut with a lock. "And look at this trick," and he gave it a knock. And then he got up on top, gave the padlock a tap. "I call this game Fun in a Box," said the Cat. "In this box are two slaves. I will show them to you. You will like these two slaves," said the Cat with a bow. As he undid the lock, he said, "They are brand new, two slaves, and I call them Slave 1 and Slave 2. These slaves will not bite you, they want to have fun." Then out from the box fell Slave 2 and Slave 1. They got to their knees and said, "How do you do? Would you like to have sex with Slave 1 and Slave 2? And Sally and I did not know what to do. Our bonds were too tight, we could not wriggle through. We could not refuse, but our fish said, "No, no, these slaves should not be in this house. Make them go. They should not be about while their master's not here. Put them out, put them out. Make them both disappear." "Have no fear, little fish," said the Cat in the Hood. These slaves are good slaves. They behave as they should. They are trained, oh so trained. They have come here to play. They have come for your cum on this wet, wet, wet day. Now the game that they like, said the cat, is to tease. And with that, both male slaves jumped up from their knees. To Sally and I they approached with great glee, with hard-ons a-bobbing as we could both see. Slave one approached Sally and slipped in with ease. He pumped her quite slowly in order to tease. Slave two was more wicked. He tipped my chair back. He found master's flogger and gave me a whack. My breasts were soon red as he switched to my cunny. The cat in the hood found it all very funny. He laughed and he cried as we both went through hell, our urge to come building and making us yell. Soon Sally and I, we could stand it no more, and cum juice went spurting all over the floor. They lapped up our cum and attacked us for more. Then our fish said, look, look, and our fish shook with fear. Your master is on his way home, do you hear? Oh, what will he do to us? What will he say? Oh, he will not like it to find you this way. But try as we might, we could not get away, and Slave 1 and Slave 2 began once more to play. They traded their places. Now I was being pumped, while Sally, poor Sally, was being soundly thumped. The cat in the hood, he lay back on the floor and waited for master to open the door. Our master appeared. We felt rescue was here. But instead, he ignored us. That made us feel fear. To the cat in the hood, he said, at last you came. I was tired of these little slaves and their games. They are yours if you want. I give them to you. If you like, you can even take my goldfish, too. The cat in the hood jumped up with a roll and ran to the fish all alone in his bowl. No, no, said the fish. To do this is wrong. But the cat ate him up, and soon he was gone. Slave one and slave two, said the cat in the hood. Let's pack up our playthings as all good guests should. I always pick up all my playthings, and so I will show you another good trick that I know. Our ropes were untied, though our gags stayed in place. They folded us up and proceeded post-haste to the big redwood box with the lock on the side. And Sally and I, through our gags, we both cried. We were placed in the box, and the slaves jumped on top. They spread our legs wide and slid in with a plop. The cat in the hood closed the box with a crash, and said to our master, and now I must dash. New playthings to train, and soon I'll have more. I think I'll call these ones Slave 3 and Slave 4. I was jerked quite awake by the sound of the door. I had fallen asleep at my place on the floor. No sign of a box, or a cat in a hood. Just my master, home at last, like we both hoped he would. So, little slaves, he said to us two, did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do? We knew he was joking, for he knew we could not have done much, since we were both chained to this spot. He freed us at last and took us in his arms, and his strength reassured me I would come to no harm. But what of my dream, of the cat in the hood, of the talking fish and the box made of wood? Should I tell him about it? Well, what should I do? Would you tell all you dreamed if your master asked you?